Title: Ghost in Immense Style 808 Tale for Rewindworthy Drops in Ableton Live 12 Beginner. Alright, let's build one of those low-end tricks that makes a drum and bass drop feel like it's rolling forward even when nothing new is happening. We're going to Ghost in Immense Style 808 Tale in Ableton Live 12. When I say Ghost 808 Tale, I don't mean a big, obvious 808 boom-like trap. I mean a controlled subtail that follows the rhythm and the push-pull of an amen break, including the little ghost accents. The goal is simple: the drop doesn't just hit, it pulls you in. You feel movement in the low end, but the kick still punches, the bass line still owns its space, and the mix stays clean. Before we start, this is beginner-friendly, all-stock Ableton devices. We'll do a tiny bit of sound shaping, but we're mostly focusing on mixing control, groove, and arrangement energy. Step 1. Set the foundation. Set your tempo to somewhere in the classic DNB zone, 172 to 175 BPM. I'll sit at 174. Now make yourself a 16-bar loop for the drop. Don't just loop one bar forever. This technique shines across phrases, because those tails and little variations create momentum over time. Drop in your drums. Ideally, you've got an amen loop, or chopped amen hits, or even an amen layered with a clean kick. If you have a bass line already, cool, but it's not required yet. The key is you need a groove that has that amen lean to it, syncopation, ghost notes, and that slightly chaotic swing. Step 2. Create the Ghost 808 track. Create a new MIDI track and name it Ghost 808. Drag in a clean 808 or subsample into Simpler. In Simpler, put it in classic mode. Now set it up to behave like a tail, not a sustained bass note. Set voices to 1 so it's monophonic. Turn glide off for now. We want tight, predictable tails before we get fancy. Go to the amplitude envelope and set a fast attack, basically 0 to 2 milliseconds. Set decay somewhere like 150 to 400 milliseconds. Start at about 250. Sustain should be all the way down, minus infinity, or very low depending on the sample. Then release around 120 to 250 milliseconds. Quick coaching note: in fast DNB, the groove is often note off timing. People obsess over where the note starts, but the tail length is what actually talks with the break. So we're going to be editing note lengths per hit, not just copy-pasting one long sub note. Also, if your 808 sample already has a long sustain, keep warp off and Simpler for cleaner sub behavior, and use release and note length to control the tail. Step 3. Program an amen-inspired ghost pattern. Create a 1-bar MIDI clip on Ghost 808. Set your grid to 1/16 so you can place the little shuffles. Pick a root note that matches your track. Common DNB roots are F, F sharp, and G. For a starting point, choose F1 or F0 depending on where your sample lands. If you're not sure, don't panic. We're going to check tuning in a minute. Now for the pattern. We'll keep all notes the same pitch at first. Think of it as low-end choreography under the drums. Put a strong hit right on beat 1. That's your anchor. Make the velocity fairly high, like 100 to 120, and give it a longer note length. Then add a ghost hit late in beat 2. You can try around 1.2.3 or 1.2.4 on the Ableton grid. Keep the velocity low, like 35 to 55, and make the note short, more like a 1/32 to a 1/16. Add another strong hit on beat 3, velocity around 90 to 110. Then another ghost hit around 1.3.3, again short and quiet. Finally, add a medium hit late in beat 4, around 1.4.2 or 1.4.3, with velocity maybe 60 to 80. Now listen with the drums. If it feels like a boring 4 on the floor sub, you've placed your hits too evenly or made everything the same length. The whole vibe comes from contrast. Strong hits are longer and louder, ghost hits are shorter and quieter. And here's the big rule: if your kick is getting softer or the low end feels smeared, your tails are too long. Shorten the MIDI note lengths first, and only then shorten the Simpler release. Step 4. Shape it so it feels like movement, not a second instrument. Add EQ 8 right after Simpler. First, high pass the rumble. Use a steep filter, like 24 dB per octave, and set it around 20 to 30 HE. That keeps subsonic nonsense out of your headroom. If it sounds boxy or cloudy, do a gentle cut around 180 to 300 HE, like -2 to -4 dB. And if your 808 has noisy harmonics that fight with your reese or bass tops, you can low pass somewhere around 120 to 180 HC. Optional, based on the sample. Next, add saturator. This is where we make the 808 tail translate on smaller speakers without turning it into fuzz. Set drive around 2 to 6 dB. Start at 3 dB. Turn soft clip on. Then match the output so it's not just louder sounds better. Bypass it on and off and make sure you're hearing added presence, not a big volume jump. Then at the end, add utility. This is where we keep the low end disciplined. Set width to 0% for pure mono. If your utility has bass mono options in Live 12, use it, but honestly, just hard mono is fine for the sublayer. Then set gain so it sits under the kick and your main bass, not on top of them. Quick coach note, pick one owner of 45 to 80Hz. If you already have a dedicated sub in your bass line, the Ghost 808 should be more like a rhythmic tail and less like a full-time sub. That usually means shorter notes and a lower level. If the Ghost 808 is going to be your sub, then your bass line should live higher or be filtered so they're not arguing. Step 5. Sidechain it to the kick, so it instantly feels pro. Add compressor after saturator, before utility is fine too, but I like compressing before the final utility gain staging. Turn sidechain on. Select your kick as the input. If your kick is inside a drum rack, pick the right chain output. Start with a ratio of 4 to 1. Attack around 1 to 5 milliseconds. Release around 60 to 120 milliseconds. Then lower the threshold until you see around 3 to 6 dB of gain reduction on kick hits. Here's a fast audition trick. Temporarily exaggerate it. Go a little too far, faster release, more gain reduction, just to find the pumping feel. Once you can clearly hear the groove breathing, back it off until you mostly feel it instead of hearing it. Optional dB upgrade. If your snare is massive and the ghost tail is masking that crack, due to stage ducking, add a second compressor after the first one, sidechain it to the snare, and make it gentler with a slightly longer release. That way the ghost tail never steals the snare moment, which is often where the rewind impact actually lives. Step 6. Lock it to the amen groove. This is the part that makes it feel like jungle magic instead of a programmed sub loop. Find your amen audio clip, right-click and choose extract groove. Then go to your Ghost 808 MIDI clip and apply that groove. Start with timing around 30 to 60%. Set velocity influence low, like 0 to 20%, because we already programmed intentional dynamics. Random can be tiny, like 0 to 10%, just for human feel. Listen again. What you're listening for is not swing. It's that the low end seems to breathe with the break's micro timing. And if you want a super tight version that's almost cheating in the best way, duplicate your amen track. Right-click the audio clip, and choose Convert Drums to New MIDI Track. Then in that generated MIDI, delete everything except the kick and snare lanes, and route that MIDI clip to your Ghost 808, with the same note repeated. You'll get authentic timing instantly, then simplify the velocity so it doesn't go crazy. Step 7. Create drop energy with subtle automation. This technique becomes rewind-worthy when it evolves across the phrase without shouting automation. Over 8 or 16 bars, automate simpler release slightly. Something like 140 milliseconds in the early bars, creeping up toward 190 milliseconds by bar 16. Tiny moves. You can also automate saturator drive up by 1 or 2 dB into the end of the phrase, or automate utility gain up by half a dB in the last two bars. Keep it subtle. You want people to feel hype rising, not hear the sub suddenly get loud. Arrangement trick for a proper drop moment. In the last two beats before the drop, shorten the release and maybe low pass the 808 so it feels smaller and tighter. You can even mute the Ghost 808 for the last quarter bar as a deliberate hole. Then when the drop hits, bring it back immediately with the first drum hit, and make that first note slightly longer, so it feels like a landing. If you want a classic reload cue at the end of 16 bars, do a one-beat fake out. Mute the Ghost 808 on beat 4, let the break do a tiny stop or filter move, then slam the tail back on beat 1 with full mono weight. That negative space makes the return feel like a restart. Now quick troubleshooting, because beginners hit the same walls here. If the low end blurs and the kick loses punch, your tails are too long or your release is too long, shorten note lengths first, then release. If the kick disappears, you probably have no sidechain or not enough of it. Get that consistent 3 to 6 dB ducking to start. If it feels weak or wobbly, check tuning. Drop a tuner on the Ghost 808 track, solo it with the kick, and listen for a two-note argument. Sometimes matching the kick's fundamental works. Sometimes a fifth is smoother. Use your ears, but use the tuner to confirm what's happening. If it's fuzzy and muddy, you're saturating too hard, or you're letting too much midrange through. back off drive, and consider a low pass around 120 to 180, or a gentle cut around 200-ish, and check mono early, not at the end. Put a utility on your master for 10 seconds and set width to 0%. If your punch collapses, that's usually overlap problems or layered subs fighting. Before we wrap, here's a fast 15-minute practice challenge. At 174 BPM, build a 16-bar drop loop with an amen. Create the Ghost 808 with Simpler. Program one bar with three strong hits and two ghost hits, with different note lengths. Add EQ8, saturator, sidechain compressor, and utility in that order. Extract groove from the amen and apply it at about 40% timing. Then export two quick 8-bar versions, one with the Ghost 808 off, one with it on. Your goal is that the on version feels more rolling and more expensive, without sounding obviously louder or like an extra bass line. And if you want to take it further for homework, make three versions: tight, rolling, and hype. Tight means shorter notes and stronger sidechain. Rolling means slightly longer tails and lighter ducking. Hype means you add a very quiet mid-knock layer, or one extra ghost note in bars 13 to 16. Then do a translation test. Headphones, laptop or phone speaker, mono check, and very low volume. Pick the version that keeps the kick readable but still makes you nod when the volume is low. Recap. You built a Ghost 808 tail that mirrors MN style movement. You used envelopes, MIDI length, and velocity for groove. You made it mix ready with EQ8, saturator, utility, and most importantly sidechain compression. Then you glued it to the break using groove extraction and gave it drop energy with subtle automation.